Hey, friends. Welcome to the Walking with Kelly and Christy podcast. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Christy. We are two sisters who love Jesus, and we are committed to walking out our faith one step at a time.
Welcome back to the Walking with Kelly and Christy podcast. This season, we've been sharing some thoughts and ideas about what it means to walk with a game plan. We believe that the best playbook out on the market today is the Word of God. And we are so excited to have our friend Tracy Richard join us at the podcast table today and share some of her testimony and game plan as it relates to her own walk with Christ.
So welcome, Tracy.
Yes.
Tracy and her husband, Rodney, have been married for 34 years. And Rodney is the lead pastor at Northwood Church, where I'm honored to call my church home for the past 16 years. Rodney's been in the lead pastor role at Northwood for the past 7 years. They've been engulfed in ministry over their 34 years of marriage, but in full-time ministry for the past 25. They spent 4 years on the mission field in Mexico, taking short-term trips with teams throughout the year, leading youth, construction, and medical teams, doing all sorts of evangelism and leading people to Christ, whether that was in squatters' villages, churches, people's homes, or just on the streets. They have 3 adult children and 8 grandchildren. What do they call you?
Gigi.
Big G. That's right. They have, Tracy's been an RN for 10 years and primarily works with dialysis patients and trains them about dialysis care at home. She was a stay-at-home mom when her kids were young, and she loved to homemake, sew, and bake, but not necessarily cook. And I absolutely loved that you shared that, Tracy, because me too. I've talked a little bit. I love to grow and start seeds from, you know, work in the garden, but God has not given me the desire to use that exactly to actually cook in the kitchen. I'd rather share my crops than to cook the casserole, if I'm honest. But she describes herself as a 1 on the Enneagram who works towards getting things right. She's a problem solver and likes to help to make others' lives better if she can. Wow. And Tracy, over the past couple years, I have just been able to watch you lead in our church and our women's ministry, serve throughout the church in so many ways, and just love the body of Christ so well. And so I'm honored that you would join us here today and just share some of your own nuggets of truth and just share what God is doing and your game plan. And I know a couple weeks ago, I had the opportunity to just kind of stand around with you for a few minutes. And we talked about, you made the comment. We were talking about small groups and you just shared with me, thank you for leading a small group. And you said, you know, a small group is kind of like the locker room. And that just kind of stuck out with me because in a locker room setting, the hard things are discussed, the good things are discussed. And it just reminded me that in a small group setting, that's where we pray. That's where we are held accountable. Yeah. That's where we're in the Word and we're studying God's Word. And I just couldn't stop thinking about the locker room. And so thank you for being here today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So just one verse I wanted to share, Psalm 119, 105 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light into my path. And we absolutely believe that scripture illuminates the path for our feet to walk on and the Holy Spirit guides us step by step along the way. So we are just going to give you a couple minutes to share with us what God is doing in your life and what he's teaching you.
Yeah, I think talk to me about what you guys were honing in on right now and talking about what is the game plan. That really hit home because I feel like God has been really downloading a game plan for me personally, like for this next year, maybe even the next 2 years. which is super helpful because I am a planner and I like to know what a little bit about what he's wanting to see in the next year or two. But I feel like for me, what he's really illuminating is that, like last year, you know, I don't know if you guys pray for like that word of
right,
the year,
yeah.
You know, okay, God, what is the word of the year? Last year it was fruit for me. And we were working on a lot of things. This is just after this COVID season, after all of the turmoil, really.
Yeah.
And just not just COVID, but the political unrest and racial unrest and all the things. And I felt like he said, you are going to see fruit from the efforts that you guys have put into your staff, the team, and rebuilding, getting people to do small groups again. That was hard, you know, getting people back committed, growing volunteers again, all of those things. Felt like 2023 was going to be a year of fruit. And so this year came around and I was like, okay, God, I'm ready. What's the new word? let's focus on something else. Cause it was a year. It was a good year. It was hard, trying to plant. And so, and a little bit like, you know, when you look at your kids from year to year on like pictures,
right?
You look at them last year and you think, oh, wow, they did change.
Right.
Yeah. They do look different. Right. Wow, they grew so much. And you don't see it in
right.
the middle.
Right. Day to day, yeah.
At the end of the year, I looked back and I said, okay, Lord, I do see fruit. Thank you. So yes, now I'm ready to move on. And it just kept, I couldn't get off of the word. And he kept saying, this is fruit again. But this is not about your fruit. This year is going to be about my fruit. And, you know, it can make me emotional because it's really personal. But I think over the course of the year, I really did work a lot out of my own effort. And I did feel like it was strategy and structure that he was downloading. But you come to the end of that. And then you realize, okay, all of that is nothing without the breath of God in it. So I just feel like he said, this is about my fruit. And in order for you to really get that and see that fruit, you really got to dive deeper with me. So that's what this year is about.
Awesome.
Diving deeper with him, growing some deep roots.
Wow.
So.
Awesome.
Yeah. Fun stuff.
That's good stuff. And yeah. I think we're all in, I can relate to that. I can relate to that. And I think sometimes it feels good to see what maybe we've had our hand in and what God has used us to be a part of and feel good about that. But I completely can relate that, God, what is the big picture? What are we doing and what is this all about? And God, I want to be a part of what you're doing. And
And you shared with Christy kind of what God was leading you to share with us today. And I listened to that and thought, wow, God, that's exactly what you're doing in my life too. And my word this year was dwell. And I feel like just to dwell in his presence and to give him the space to speak deeply, like not be so quick and surfacey to spin and make decisions. So good. I'm so excited about what you're going to share.
Yeah, I think the Holy Spirit he's so personal.
Yeah.
Yet he also, I think, he's doing something amongst his people.
Yeah.
And often when you start talking with one another, you start to see and feel that he's doing the same.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
right. Yeah.
And it's not even just in Somerville or Charleston, but, you know, across the country.
That's
or,
right.
And you see him moving his people
right.
to a deeper level. So.
Well, I know I want to go deeper. I definitely want to grow. You also talked about those deep roots, you know, growing deep roots. And we've talked about that I want my foundation to be rooted in him so that no matter the fruit that comes from wherever he puts me, wherever he leads me, that it's the fruit of the Spirit. Just what you are kind of going to probably talk about, just the fruit of the Spirit is what we want others to see. And that's what will draw others to Christ. And so when we get back from the break, we'll just listen a little more to what you have to share with us. Thank you, Tracy.
Welcome back. We're so glad to have you, Tracy. And we just look forward to what God is going to share with us and with our listeners through your game plan in life.
Reflecting back on the, you know, this being a season of diving in deeper, I realized that, you know, in order to do that, and I know you mentioned as we were talking outside of this that, you know, to dwell was the word that God gave you this year. And I think in order to dwell with him and in order to dive deeper, we have to kind of take an inventory or evaluate what, you know, we only have 24 hours in a day.
That's right.
So what is it that we have to maybe say no to be able to say yes to him? And it may be that it may be a season of growing, and that it's just a season. You have to say no to that thing or those things. So that's where God is still really revealing to me what is it that I need to set aside so that I can commit to dwelling with him and spending the time with him. It's to be a season of learning and growing and being some of refreshed of what I already know that I need to revisit.
That's right.
And then some of it is, what do I not know? You don't know what you don't know. And what is it that he needs to reveal to me that's new? And so I have to make the time for it.
That's so good. Yeah. Right there with you. Well, I know one of the things you had mentioned to us was last year's game plan in contrast to this year's game plan and how we can't live last year's, Christy, last year's crop.
That's right. That's right.
It's gone.
It's gone. It's gone. But you look forward. You learn from last year.
Yeah.
And what am I going to do different? What have I been doing in the off season, so to speak? If we're talking gardening wise, it looks like there's not much going on. And I think that's kind of where I feel sometimes. You already talked about that even with our kids, you don't see the growth, but there is growth going on because if I know that I'm spending time with God and I'm in his word, then I can be confident that he is working, he is teaching, he is building that foundation to where I might not see it, but it's gonna, I don't really like the word manifest, but it's going to come out in the fruit, so to speak, if we're talking about roots and fruit. Eventually, I might not see it today, but the seeds that I plant in a couple weeks, I can be assured that if it is an apple seed, then an apple tree is going to come from that. I'm not going to plant a apple seed and get, you know, tomatoes. So what I'm putting in, and it's just like you talked about 24 hours in a day. If I have my Bible and I am spending quality time with God, also dwelling, giving him space to meet me and let me listen and hear what he's speaking to me through the word, eventually that is going to be what comes out when I talk to my patients, when I am at home with my family. Those are the things that what's going in is going to come out. And so what am I letting into body? We've talked about, what am I eating? What am I drinking? These are all core things that, you know, what we're putting in is going to come out. So absolutely. So what has, you talked a little bit about game plan and the fruit. Has your game plan really changed this? Are your eyes open to a new game plan?
Yeah. So I am, like I said before, I am in the process of saying the no's and sort of day to day, sort of asking the Lord, okay, is this one of those things I need to set aside? But, you know, I wanted to reflect back on what you were saying about fruit. Anytime you talk about fruit or planting seeds or growing, there's always a little bit of pain and struggle in that. You know, if you think about that seed that's planted and it's pushing through the ground and the soil, and it has to struggle to get out. And so sometimes, I mean, I think sometimes it, in the middle of it, it feels like, I don't think it's supposed to be this way.
Yeah.
And which that has been something I've been reflecting on. You know, there's a book by Lisa Turkers that's called It's Not Supposed to Be This Way. And then I felt the Holy Spirit say, yeah, but it doesn't have to be this way.
Good.
And then, and so it kind of flipped that, not that there's, the book is great, but for me personally, I felt like he's wanting to show me that, you know, there's one way of working through growing seasons, and then there's his way of working, of seeing it through his eyes and how his, and what his word says. And in that, I think the Holy Spirit is wanting to reveal, you know, it doesn't have to be this way, and let me show you through my word how it doesn't have to be this way. And so in the middle of that, there's just, goodness, there's, I could take all day to unpack. But like you said, you have to be cautious and careful what you allow to put in your body. And then the other thing that God was showing me is that I need to guard whose voice weighs the most. Lots of voices, you know, that we all have coming at us. But I need to make sure that I live for the audience of one, even while serving as a servant leader in the church. So making sure that the voices that are present in my life are the most important ones. And of course, mostly his.
Good. You know, sometimes saying no to something, there is, you know, an expectation, maybe an unmet expectation that, you know, maybe man has put on us. And how could you speak to that just a little bit about expectations and how you've handled that?
Yeah, sometimes not handled it very well.
Yeah, me too.
Wanting to, going back to your introduction, or, you know, like a little bit about me, wanting to get things right. And also wanting to help make other people's, you know, lives better or situation better. I think I really internally want to meet expectations. I'm not particularly a people pleaser, but I want to meet expectations if I can. But inevitably, you're going to unmeet someone's expectations when you have to say no. To say yes to Jesus, to spend time, to dwell, to dive deeper, it just takes time. And it's so worth it, but the process of those unmet expectations can be, they can be hard, they can be frustrating, they can be, you know, full, it can create a place of anxiety and, I think it's something to have to walk through, because it can be your family or your work or the church members whatever that are, you know, have those unmet expectations.
So you were kind of sharing with us just about, and I probably as a nurse, like you want to fix things too. You want to help somebody get well. You want to see them on the other side of pain, but and you were kind of sharing a story about somebody coming to you about just not being able to handle a hard situation. Tell us a little more about that.
So, you know, it was a ministry type situation, and not even really a personal one, but just, you know, it was someone else's trauma, but being involved in that, maybe much like, you know, you've been walking with your sister through life and some really hard things, I think the conversation went like, on their behalf, I can't handle this. I just can't do this. I got to go home, take some meds and go to bed. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay, the Lord is gracious to us when we hit those moments.
That's right.
We all have them. And, but back to what I was saying earlier about it, it doesn't have to be this way. I felt like the Holy Spirit said that again to me. I have grace for you, but when you hit that wall, like your friend is right now, it actually doesn't have to be that way.
Right.
Because I have the power. When you partner with me, I have the power to walk with you through and to walk with, the church through what they're dealing with. And that's why I'm here. You're not alone. And when you're alone, that's when you have to go home and take meds and go
to bed.
That's
right. That's right.
But when you have the power of the Holy Spirit right beside you, then he's the one that gives you that ability to get through it, and not just get through it, but to thrive.
That's right.
So
that's
good.
To thrive in it. And so I thought, oh, that's what I want. I don't want to live on that side of it. I love the grace.
Right.
But I want the power.
Right. Yeah. And we have to learn how to tap into that power. And I think we live in such a quick fix world, but we do. And so it's easy to, we were talking about tapping in and tapping out, but it's easy to tap out when things get hard because it doesn't feel good. It's not comfortable. And it's just like the seeds we were talking about, like, the seeds don't feel comfortable until they break through the soil and, life, new life is, we can see it. That's exactly tapping into the Holy Spirit is when God's power, the strength of the Holy Spirit, the strength of the Lord steps in and we say, okay, this, I can't fight anymore. This isn't my battle to fight anyway.
Right.
And that's when we surrender it. And I think that's where we are learning, I think, as Christians, as we walk through this season, walking with a game plan even, like we're so aware of that, but we have to take the time, exactly what you're saying. Like I have to make the decision that I want to learn how to tap into that power, tap into the Holy Spirit inside of me, because as a believer, Christ is in me, he's in you, and you don't have to, white knuckle through life because,
right.
Because we're Christians. No, we need to surrender so that Christ's power in us can be the strength that we need to get through.
And it reminds me of that verse that greater is he that is in us.
That's right.
Than he that is in the world. We don't have to operate the way the world does,
right.
Because Christ lives in us. His Spirit directs us, instructs us, corrects us, all the things.
Yeah, this morning, just in reflecting over the what I was, feeling like I was going to talk about some today, he gave me Matthew 6:5-8. It says, if you don't know what you're doing, pray to the Father. He loves to help.
Yeah.
You'll get his help and you won't be condescended when you ask for it. Ask boldly, believingly, without a second thought. People who worry their prayers are like wind-whipped waves. Don't think you're going to get anything from the Master that way. Adrift at sea, keeping all your options open. And I thought, oh, okay, Lord, I don't want to be a wind-whipped wave. I want to be a deep-rooted tree that stands when the next worldly wave comes.
Yeah.
And because it will.
It will.
It will. And also, I don't know if this resonates with anyone listening, but for me personally, in this game plan that I feel like he's giving me, and there are some things I've taken steps to sign up for, whether it be a training or I'm really in hot pursuit of some inner healing that I know that I've needed. It's like the Lord has put a vision or a picture in my head that there is a threshold of, like, I'm in a room and there's another room over there, and there's a threshold that I need to step across, and I just can't, I'm stuck. And there's this, I just need to walk through it, and I'm not sure what the barrier is. So I mean, the Lord just has been bringing different people in my life. Annette Wethington, one of them, she's amazing.
Yeah.
And she has really helped me to start walking towards some inner healing. And so that's part of my big game plan this year, is to pursue this inner healing for some past wounds, some past things, to get that, to get unstuck. I want to see myself walk through that door, because there's something over there, and it's Jesus.
That's right.
And it's his power.
That's right.
And it's a different level of leadership and a different level of relationship with him that he's wanting to, me to have.
Right.
And I have to get there. Not there yet.
But wow. None of us are that.
But
yes, I want it too, even
high
as you're talking.
Expectations this year.
But as you're talking about, like, we all, I think, can relate to that. And
yeah.
This world that we live in, the enemy wants us to be stuck in this room and see what God has for us, but be so just stuck in our insecurity and in our anxiety, whatever it is that is keeping us from stepping into that. And I get it. I'm right there with you. I know Kelly is right there with you. I know our listeners can resonate with what you're talking about. But I think being vulnerable enough to say, this is a struggle. There are some past, maybe some past wounds, some past hurts, some things I haven't really dealt with. And I know in my own life, I know that I've dealt with some of these things. But even having children that are the same age as some of the struggles that I went through when they were 20, or when I was 20, 22, and I think it has just brought back new wounds. Like, it's not new wounds. The wound is the same. It's just sometimes you got to go through it again and unpeel that onion. We know that there's different layers, and we got to get to the root of things. And I know I'm right there. Kelly and I started a Bible study over the last couple weeks. And for me, it's going back 20 years to some of these same principles that I learned dealing with a struggle that I had 20 years ago. And here I am going through them again. And the struggle might not be the same as it was 20 years ago, but the root issue is the same.
There you go.
You know, God wants to heal those deep wounds. And he wants us to be walking in freedom, walking in wholeness. And I don't think we have to wait until glory. I don't think he wants us to wait until heaven to experience that freedom.
Oh, I think you're so right. You're really hitting on something that I'm typically a bottom line kind of girl. Just give me the bottom line. I'm a bullet person, not all the fluff. And as I dive deeper and I dive into inner healing and inner healing prayer, I realize how much he desires for us to be healed here.
Yes.
Physical healing.
Yes.
You know, the time that we spent on the mission field, our goal was, it was really very evangelistic. We did short-term missions in and out. So we were, get them saved, move on. Get them saved, move on. And that was the bottom line. Okay, we just need to save get their souls saved.
Right.
But there, you know, that was not necessarily the long-term life here of walking in healing, whether it be physical, emotional, spiritual, whatever that looks like, you know, wasn't super focused on. And I think that's coming alive in me. But you're absolutely right. I believe he really desires for us to have that. That's that abundant life that,
that's right,
you know, he promises.
Right. And we know John 10:10 says that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So, of course, the enemy is going to keep that threshold or whatever it is, that hindrance from us to receive that healing and that fulfillment, that sustainability that we need until glory, because there's work for us to do here on earth. There is, we can't be stuck in our in our brokenness forever because there's work for us to do. And right. I hear you saying that. I know through Kelly's testimony that she's been walking out, like there's more. There is more. God, it couldn't just be that I have this diagnosis, that I'm dealing with this struggle, and that's it. Like I am my diagnosis, or I am my struggle. No, God uses those things to bring himself complete glory. And
I just have to tell you, I can't wait to tell you off the podcast, but just this past week, I went to interfaith, inner healing prayer team.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
And kind of you talk about peel back the layers of an onion, like it just sparked something in me that, oh, they encouraged me to read this book, and I downloaded it on Audible, and I'm just, wow, God. So I
there's
get
more.
It.
Yeah. There's more.
Yeah. There's more. You're yeah. right.
Well, that's so exciting. Are there any other thoughts as we get ready to wrap up?
Just thank you for being here. Thank you for being vulnerable and sharing with us. We're there with you.
Absolutely. And every week we like to leave our listeners with something. And today we'd like to leave you guys with four stay-ins. And I mentioned that Kelly and I are going through a Bible study. It is called Keys to Freedom. We've been talking a little bit about freedom today. And it is a Bible study that is put out by Mercy Multiplied. Nancy Alcorn is the founder of Mercy Multiplied. And we've been going through this study, and there are four stay-ins that they just recommend if you're, you know, maybe struggling in an area, or you just feel like maybe you're off your game. I don't know about you, Kelly, but I mean, I definitely feel like I can be distant from God, or I can be distant from others, or my spouse, or my coworkers. And what we just want to leave with you today are four stay-ins to ask yourself, remind yourself that maybe I'm not in prayer. So that's the first stay-in, to stay in prayer, stay in the Word, stay in fellowship or community with other believers, and to stay in accountability. So if there is one of those four stay-ins that maybe, you know, you just hadn't been in the Word. I've been reading books that are good books. I've been listening to good messages that have the Word of God. But have I really spent time sitting with God in His Word? I know for me, that's probably one of the areas that I, you know, need to stay in more. I feel like I'm good about listening to a message and being filled up by, you know, good words, but am I spending time with God in His Word? And so we would just like to leave you with those four stay-ins and yes. just, you know, remind you to just keep walking. We love you guys. We'd love for you to reach out to us on Instagram or Facebook.
Yeah, we'd love for you to rate or review this podcast. It helps us to know what we can improve on, right. what you might be interested in the future.
Absolutely. So until next time, keep walking.
Rooted Studio.